Stacey, STACEY, Burns, BURNS, chief complaint. Number one, cough. Number two, congestion. Next one was headache. Next one was vomiting. Next one was earache. Next one was abdominal pain. Next one is that one time she was told that she has carotid stenosis, needs to be rechecked. Our patient is a 51-year-old woman, married 34 years, has three daughters. She stays at home. Her husband used to be in the oil and pipeline business. He's retired now. And they're living the retirement life, period. In a paragraph, she has issues with sore throat, cough, congestion, headache, vomiting, nausea, and earache and dizziness for the past 3 days, period. COVID immunization, none, never had COVID, hasn't had much of a fever. Medication, estrogen patch, per Dr. Martinez, at Care for Women. Medical problems, no hypertension, no diabetes, surgery, hysterectomy, tubal ligation, breast biopsy, no cancer. Social, last period was 12 years ago, did not get started on estrogen patch until about 4 years ago because they left a piece of an ovary in place, in quotation. She quit smoking 25 years ago. She doesn't use drugs. She doesn't drink. Again, married 34 years, has three children, family history. Mom is alive with hypertension, diabetes. Dad is alive with hypertension, diabetes, coronary artery disease, and stroke. Also, history of GI cancer in the family and numerous strokes. Patient's a maintenance exam needs colonoscopy, ASAP. Mammogram, has had a mammogram in the past. Review of system as above, associated with cough, congestion, hot flashes, leg pain, arm pain, palpitations, dizziness. Our exam, she weighs 188 pounds, 98%, 97.9, 16, 81, 120 over 73. Heart pauses, small pauses, were still lungs, few bronchi, TMs are red. Push pharynx is red and inflammatory, non-focal skin shows no rash. Lower extremity shows trace edema and lymphadenopathy in both sides of her neck noted. Number one, sinusitis. Number two, bronchitis. Number three. Rocephenic gram now. Next number, Decadron 8 milligram now. Next number is Z-Pack. Next one is Medrol Dose Pack. Next one is Phenagan DM. Oh, by the way, did I say she's allergic to aspirin? Make sure you put in there allergic to aspirin. Number two. Number two, we looked at her abdomen because of her nausea and vomiting. No fatty liver, gallbladder looks normal, kidneys and spleen look normal. Number three, leg and arm pain prompted us to look at her legs and arms to make sure there's no DVT or PVD, none was found. Number four, with palpitations, we looked at her heart, she does have slight RVH, otherwise within normal limits. Next number, because of vertigo, we looked at a carotid ultrasound. This was also within normal limits. Next number, she does have what looks like lymphadenopathy in her neck, which can be expected because of her sinus infection. Next number, if she's not better in 3 days, we're going to proceed with the chest x-ray. Next number, she's considered a non-smoker since she quit smoking 25 years ago. Next number, has had no hemoptysis or any other issues, prompt us to do a chest x-ray now. Next number. Next number, we looked at her kidneys. They were also within normal limits. Next number, history of breast biopsy. Next number, negative for cancer. Next number, mammogram up to date. Next number, colonoscopy, ASAP, refer to Dr. D-W-I-R-Y. Next number, went over the findings at length. Next number, gave her my 2 cents regarding hormonal therapy. She understands that, and she's planning on getting off of that as soon as possible, especially with history of abnormal mammogram and breast biopsy. Next number of findings were discussed with patient at length before leaving the office. Thank you. Oh, next number, blood work has been done by her primary care physician, Dr. Stokes, S-T-O-K-E-S, and gets that on a regular basis, so we do not do any blood tests today. Thank you.